This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, what do you think of when I mention the phrase radical life change? Some people think it has to do with weight loss. Some people think it has to do with a new job or a new career or buying a house or buying a new car. Radical life change means much more than that biblically and spiritually. It has to do with the inner change that comes into a man or woman's life because of Christ. Let's talk about it with part two of this second message from 1 Timothy. I found Ken Word, another author, who said, here's my 5 suggestions for radical life change. Believe that you matter. Believe that life matters. Believe that there are amazing stores of potential within you. Number 4, believe that relationships matter most. Not a bad idea. And number 5, believe you can make a difference. Great ideas from 2 different authors, and there's more to find on the internet. You can find it yourself this afternoon, but I want to share this with you. The greatest blueprint for life change and radical life change is in the passage of Scripture we study today, where the Apostle Paul says that he came to Christ as a man who recognized his sinfulness and that Christ is a great Savior. That's life change. That is radical life change when a man or woman in this room, a young person in this room or in one of our worship services in the old building, you decide today that I'm a sinner who needs forgiveness. That's when radical life change happens. How do I know that? Because of everything we read in 1 Timothy, the first chapter, continuing this series we started last week, life change, radical life change, the blueprint for radical life change. It's in 1 Timothy 1 verse 12. I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who has given me strength, that he considered me faithful, appointing me to his service. Even though I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man. Do you know what's interesting about him calling himself a violent man? Nobody admits to violence, I found. You rarely will meet a man or woman who talks about their past. They'll talk about a lot of things. They'll admit an affair. They'll admit a lot of stuff, but they don't admit violence. Because it scares people, for one thing. And Paul says, I was a blasphemer, I was a persecutor of the church, and I was a violent man. I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Here's a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Paul's saying, go home with this. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his unlimited patience as an example or blueprint for those who would believe on him and receive eternal life. And now a beautiful doxology or hymn of praise in verse 17. Now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Life change will never happen in your life. And I really mean this, and I say this as lovingly as I know how. Life change, radical life change will never happen until you acknowledge 2 things. I am a sinner who needs forgiveness. And number 2, Christ is the forgiver.
Well, if indeed that is the definition of radical life change, I have a question for you. Has that radical life change happened in your life where you acknowledged in your heart of hearts, I'm a sinner and Christ is a great Savior? Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.